I'm Laura Meneses, and I'm so glad you've joined us for today's weekday meditation with my pastor, Chuck Allen. Over the next few minutes, Pastor Chuck will walk you through a few brief thoughts on Scripture and lead you in a time of quietude, solitude, and meditative prayer. So, settle in and join my friend, Pastor Chuck Allen.
Thanks for that introduction, Laura, and thanks for joining me on another weekday meditation. We're in day four of Proverbs on Purpose, and I want to take us to the fourth chapter of the book of Proverbs, beginning in verse 10, where Solomon writes, "My child, listen to me and do as I say, and you will have a long, good life." I think that's what we all desire, isn't it? We want a long, good life. And Solomon says, well, then listen to these words. He says, "I will teach you wisdom's ways and lead you in straight paths. When you walk, you won't be held back. When you run, you won't stumble. Take hold of my instructions. Don't let them go. Guard them, for they are the key to life." But now listen to how he transitions in verse 14, where he says, "Don't do as the wicked do, and don't follow the path of evildoers. Don't even think about it. Don't go that way. Turn away and keep moving." Friend, today, you may be faced with challenges, you may be faced with difficult decisions, but the fact is, the Lord God wants to show you the way. He has carved out a unique path for you, and although He knows you're stumbling some, He wants you to run without stumbling, and He wants you to be able to walk in peace and freedom. But to do that, we have to listen to His word. We have to choose His ways. We have to recognize all wisdom comes from heaven, and it's not found any other place. We can find great books and we can receive and read and prepare, but at the end of the day, all wisdom is heaven sent. And in a time of meditation today, I want to remind us, don't even think about what the wicked do. For evil people can't sleep until they've done their evil deed, the scripture says. They can't rest until they've caused someone to stumble. Friend, listen. The scriptures say the way of the righteous is like the first gleam of dawn, which shines ever brighter until the full light of day. Listen, as the sun arose this morning, God is choosing for you a path full of wisdom. Would you right now join me in asking the Lord for that today? Lord God, today we want to tell you we're grateful for, and then just tell the Lord two things you're grateful for. And Lord, we want to be able to say to you, we need heaven-sent wisdom. Would you pour out wisdom in our life? And then find one thing today where you would say, Lord, this one thing, would you give me great wisdom that I might have the solution or the direction to be able to move forward in your way and your will, and bring that to the Lord right now. And now let's start a few deep breathing exercises that are used to calm our spirit and to get our heart rate down, to let our muscles rest at ease, and to be able to separate just the busyness of life and step into a moment of quietude and solitude so that we can hear from our Creator, the Divine, the God of all creations who sustains all of life. Let's stop and hear from Him. Let's first breathe. You ready? Let's draw that breath again. And now, friend, I'll mind the time, and in a few moments I'll come back. But let this be a time where you don't put any other noise in your life, but you give the Lord plenty of time to speak to you in His nudges and His promptings and His way and in His will and with His voice as He urges you in walking the path that He's given. I'll be back in a few moments. Well, bless you, friend. I'm so glad that you joined us for this day four of weekday meditation, Proverbs on Purpose. We'll be back tomorrow for the fifth and final day on Proverbs and on Purpose. And I encourage you, make sure that tomorrow, if you can possibly be a part of what's going on around Sugar Hill Church, you join us for a Good Friday. Our services will be at 7 p.m., but tonight on Maundy Thursday, where Maundy is a command to remember Jesus, join us online at live.sugarhill.church, or you can find out all the information at sugarhilleaster.com, and join us. It'll run every half hour beginning at 6:30. All you need is some kind of bread and some kind of juice, and we'll walk you through every step of communion, and you'll be together for less than 10 minutes in your Thursday evening. Thanks for joining me on today's weekday meditation. I'll see you tonight beginning at 6:30 for guided online communion on Maundy Thursday. Bye now.
Thanks, Pastor Chuck. I trust that you've been encouraged in your time of meditation today. You can subscribe to the weekday meditation in iTunes or your favorite podcast platform. And I also hope you'll listen to today's weekday podcast. Just 5 minutes a day and 5 days a week, the weekday podcast is a cup of encouragement straight from Scripture. Pastor Chuck will be back with another weekday meditation tomorrow. Thanks again, and go in peace.